ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It is July 11th. And the apes have won.
The apes have won. The apes have won.
Documentary in theaters today, chronicling the future.
Yep.
I want to see it.
I do too.
We'll have still to, bummed that we didn't get to go last night.
We'll have to make a way.
Yeah.
We had a buddy that wanted us to go, and then he was like, oh, yeah, it's a late show. We can't go to late shows anymore. We're grown-ups.
We're grown men.
It's ridiculous.
Ah, I can't find this.
I'm sorry. The adapter.
All right.
The adapter. We're having some difficulties here, but it's Friday, so who cares?
Exactly.
Just let the difficulties fly away.
That's how it happens. Welcome to it. We're here. We got a great show today. Sam Swan is in town.
Yeah.
At least that's what I hear.
Doug, boom. Sam's back. Doug's
we're very
excited. We all are.
Yeah. That's how we do.
That's how we do.
So I hope you enjoyed the lovely jams coming in this morning.
I did.
Yeah.
Throwbacks.
Yeah, some throwback jams on the way in.
Very familiar.
What are you finding?
I'm finding a good picture. Oh, there it is.
Dude, so that's perfect. That last night, that was my evening last night, actually.
Really?
Last night, we went to a pet store here in town, a local pet store.
Yeah.
And they were doing a jungle safari night. Didn't mean to. We were just trying to pick up, like, guinea pig stuff for the school. Not at the house.
I was about to say.
No.
Don't do this.
No.
I understand
bleep,
hating cats.
No.
I get it.
No.
But when it comes to actual rodents, I don't understand anymore.
Yeah, absolutely not. Well, you wouldn't have understood last night because last night was animal night. And so you could walk in and you could hold whatever you wanted. You could talk, you know, to somebody about any of the animals.
Sounds like a bad idea.
And it was like we walked in and it was a zoo. There were kids everywhere. They were holding little porcupine things, hedgehogs, whatever they were. Holding little hedgehogs, and there were chinchillas, and it was like, oh, yeah, Brody was hanging out with his little dwarf rabbits, or what they call, they look like Thumper. Like, they were just these little rabbits that stayed small.
And they poop everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little pellets.
One, can't remember if it was the hedgehog or the chinchilla. One of them pooped in Jack's hand.
Oh.
It was a great night.
She's like, I don't want one of these anymore.
And then, you know, there's always, like, the dude with tattoos who's like, are you ready for the real stuff?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who wants to hold some snakes?
Of course.
Yeah. So then there were, like, these crazy salamanders and these crazy, I don't know, geckos and holding all these crazy things. And then it was like, who wants to see Bessie? Or, what you know.
And it was some a giant crazy python.
It was not a python, but it was a giant-er snake. It was the biggest snake I've ever seen as far as
is it a people. Boa?
It was, no, it was a, oh man, I can't even remember. He said it and I was like, wow, I don't know that I've heard of that one.
Weird.
It was huge. It was like 8 feet long. It was in a huge like crate that they like had almost like a suitcase in there.
Bessie. They call it Bessie.
I don't remember what it was. It was something like that.
And then
you know,
Bessie
really
went on
odd.
A rampage.
You're like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Check this out. Scorpions and big old snakes in your hand.
Scorpions?
Yeah.
People were holding scorpions?
People were holding crazy stuff last
What's
night.
What's going on with people nowadays?
And then directly after, Chrissy made everybody Purell and, yeah. It was gross. Brody had a good time.
I'm glad Brody did, but
Brody was, like, trying to get them to put a gecko on him. He kept putting his arm out, but the guy just, because he's a little bitty dude,
no.
The guy's not paying attention. He's, like, looking down at all the other kids, and Brody kept putting his arm out, and finally, what was it that came around? I think it was one like a python or one of the bigger snakes, and he was just like, I'm going for it, and just reached out. Boop. And the hilarious thing was their moms were like, oh, screaming and cussing, and we're like, okay, cool, it's kids' night. Thanks, man. Freaking out on these big old snakes, and Brody's like reaching out to touch it. And the teenagers are like, Mom, Mom, that baby touched it. You should touch it. It's just a snake.
Look at that baby. That baby is touching that snake. Look at that baby. Oh, my.
It was amazing.
Oh, my glob. Look at that baby.
Yeah, so it turned into a normal evening turned pretty hilarious pretty quickly. So we were there hanging out. Had some fun. Had some fun. That was my Thursday. That was my quick errands we were running.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Speaking of ridiculous, Lee Awesome.
Oh,
Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I'm going to throw up on you, Matthew.
Hey, what's that? What's going on?
I'm just going to throw up on you.
And hey, I heard you guys talking about that, yo, kids' night, and I saw the pictures on your wife's Instagram.
Awesome!
That's cool.
Yeah, that rabbit Steve-O, let me just tell you, that is crazy.
I was like,
oh, that's so adorable.
Yeah, it's pretty cute, man. I'm not going to lie. I was like, dude, I need one of these.
Need that rabbit.
Yeah, I tell you, you know what? Up here where I live, there are tons and tons of those little wild rabbits running around, jackrabbits.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the other day my dad was changing the oil in our van. And he goes outside, he's in the middle of it, and one just is standing behind the rear wheel of the van. Next thing you know, he picks it up.
Oh,
it's like a little baby rabbit.
And then next thing you know, Ebola.
He brings inside. My mother, my sister, and me were all like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Then your dad said, yeah, for dinner. Boom! And he threw him in the pot. Everybody ate him.
Oh, it was crazy.
Me and my family, we don't eat them. We just released him back into the mesa.
And
into
then the you wild. Go back and get him and eat him again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Good one, Steve-O. Good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Steve-O. Yeah,
I tell you guys, so I'm going to apologize for yesterday. As a matter of fact, the events I was given were wrong. I don't know. Did Doug give you the announcement?
Well, yeah, you called during the middle of birthday.
Yeah, we were live on the air, buddy, so that happened live. So
yeah, so I had called him. I thought I would just give him a ring and have him pass it on.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, and that's why the message was intended for after birthdays, you know, when you guys weren't busy.
But Doug helps us with birthdays, and so he's busy during birthdays, too.
Yeah, he's on the air with us.
Oh, okay. I would have called your your desk and left a message, or I would have called Mitch's desk and left a message.
That's
either
who
way.
You need to call.
Yeah, from now on, I would say that's probably
just
your best
call
bet.
Mitch, because she takes all the messages and writes them down.
The best. So you should just call her extension and leave messages on her phone.
She's like a world-class secretary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
She loves it.
She used to be the receptionist here.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
I think it was back in the sixth grade when I started. Yep. I was like 2011 or something. I started calling in Static. Mm. She was the receptionist at the time, and I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. That's cool." I remember I came in like once, and then she was at the desk. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Need to call. You need to call her because she has those receptionist skills. Aside from being incredible on-air talent. She knows how to be a secretary.
All right, guys. I do have to say that. So, for the players who are hitting out there on the road, be careful.
On the road, baby.
Speed limit
on the road again.
Behind the volcanoes coming from my house on Nine Mile Hill, you must go down to 40 miles an hour. They have reduced the speed limit tremendously from 60 down to 40.
Whoa.
You guys want to watch it. There are cops hiding.
Hiding,
like in the bushes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's one thing, guys, is they always like to park their cars back there. Now, I just want to say thanks to the cops out there watching the vehicles, making sure everybody's going the speed limit, because without them, guys, the world wouldn't be safe without the cops out there. I mean, doing their jobs day in day out. So,
Matthew, Steve-O, have you guys seen the cop cars with the cloaks on them?
No,
I haven't seen those.
Me either.
Oh,
those have got to be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Man.
So Imagine Dragons this morning, right on. We will totally play it for you.
Yeah!
All right, guys, that sounds so great.
Yeah,
you know what?
I was
going to ask you guys something. Do you guys have Demons by Imagine Dragons?
Oh, yeah, we totally do.
We do, but we're going to play a new song.
That's the song I still love.
You're going to love Battle Cry even more because it's from the new Transformers movie.
We're
going to
give you a new one.
Awesome, yep. So we're going to play it for you.
All right, guys. I shall talk to you Monday morning.
Yeah!
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
All right, guys. This is Hawk Manager out.
Oh, dude, he signed off.
He just dropped the mic.
Boom. So good. Matthew from Albuquerque just signed off.
You don't mess with that guy.
You really don't. You really don't.
You don't, because he knows all the information about everything. Everything.
Yeah.
He knows
it. It's pretty amazing.
And he tells us.
Dude, it is Friday. We are going to be giving away Run River North tickets.
Yes.
It is one of your final opportunities.
It is.
It's the show is Monday, and it is close to selling out.
It's
so
doing really, really well.
Being that tickets are $5, get them. MyStaticRadio.com. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Just one more time before I go.
Casting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello. I'm from an island in the Caspian Sea. It sunk.
Good morning.
No.
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 It is hot in here, right?
It is hot. We best take off our clothes.
Okay.
It's getting hot in here. Oh. Best take off our clothes. Doug. Is it hot in that office? No. No,
is
it's not.
Is the AC working? I don't think it's on.
I think they don't care about us.
They don't really care about us.
So many songs.
So many.
29. Number of the day.
How many times a year the AC breaks in the studios?
Age of the world's oldest dog.
Really?
When Max died in 2013, he was 29 years old.
Like human years?
29 years, 282 days. Yeah.
Dang,
that,
dude.
That dog almost made it to 30.
That's crazy.
That's me. That's me time. Mateo. Mateo is 30 years old. Man. Mateo has a birthday coming up in August. I know your birthday's next week, but you get a trip. I have a birthday coming up in August, and I need every listener to give me a present.
Okay.
Every single one.
You know what you don't want?
What?
Ferret.
I don't. Ooh.
We were looking at him yesterday.
Oh.
The crazy thing is, we're at this pet store, and the person's like, ferrets. Ferrets are great pets. Blah, 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 blah.
Ferrets are great pets.
Those ferrets these days contract cancer.
Yeah.
In fact, it's 99% blah, 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 blah. So you can get the cancer test. It's about $300. If they do, in fact, have it, it's about $1,200 to remedy. And I'm like, oh, gosh, that was a terrible sales pitch.
Or buy a car. No, I appreciate that person because obviously they, like me, hate ferrets. And so they were just sneaky.
I had a ferret in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
It was okay. The worst.
Here it is.
It was the worst.
The ferret is the snake of the mammal kingdom.
It is. It attacks cats, kills cats, actually.
Yep.
So we got to be careful.
You
got to
be
them.
Careful.
My mom's cat and my ferret hated each other.
Did they fight?
I had one in high school. I got it for Christmas. And I think by February, it was in the paper. So. Because back then there was no internet.
Yeah.
I mean, there was.
It was
all
in
them
the
Richies
paper.
Had it.
All them Richies.
We just went to the
out
papers.
In the Northeast Heights or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Wait, that's where I lived.
What?
Oh,
are
man.
You a Richie?
I went to La Cueva.
What does that mean?
It was the. That's the.
Were you from the good side of the tracks?
Yeah.
Doug, you're from the wrong side of the tracks.
Me and Doug, man.
And you know who
different
I am?
Upbringings.
I'm the narrator of this story.
I was Chad Brad Bryan.
Chad Brad Bryan.
I really was. My bad, guys.
And Doug, you were Doug. Plain old Doug.
Yeah, plain old Doug.
And I'm Porkchop.
What?
Yeah, Porkchop from the series Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And me and Doug hang out.
It's been a while since I saw the series.
Guys, it's Dateline, July 11, 2014.
Yes!
So many cool things have happened. One being the Emmy nominations are out. Game of Thrones leading with the most nominations.
19!
The host this year is going to be Seth Meyers. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Wish it was Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers is the poor man's Jimmy Fallon. No, that's mean to say. Seth Meyers was writing those jokes that Jimmy Fallon was saying on Saturday Night Live. He was writing them. According to a new study, ADHD can be divided into three distinct categories. What do we want? A cure for ADHD. When do we want it? When is lunch?
I retweeted that one too.
That's Rob Graves. He was funny.
It was hilarious.
A company is working on manufacturing real bricks that look and function like Legos.
What?
Real bricks that look and function like Legos. Maybe we need more on that.
Oh man, I need help on that because my cinder block wall right now is too short and my dog keeps jumping over it. So he's got to stay at my in-laws until I get that raised up. And I'm like, I don't have the money to raise this up.
If we had those bricks, think of it.
I know.
Perfection.
Man, I saw my neighbor's like antagonizing me. My neighbor's like, hey man, check me out. I know how to do this.
Oh, what are you
doing?
I'm just
going to mix my own cement
here. Just masoning.
You know, doing all this work. And I'm like, man, that looks awesome.
You say, hey, buddy, are you a Freemason? He's like, I'm a paid Mason, jerk. Shut up. Watch me do this.
Yeah, I don't know how to do
this. This is called brick and mortar stuff. Yeah. Novice.
I was just going to go buy a bunch and just stack them without putting the concrete, the like cement.
Yeah,
in the
apparently
middle.
That doesn't
know.
Hold up.
I don't think it's going to stick around. Yeah, so probably.
I'll stick around. Terrorist groups in Iraq have gotten their hands on nuclear materials.
Oh, great.
Had to yawn.
Sorry.
Because yawn, I don't care.
As long as it's
them.
Not the flux capacitor, we're okay.
Right. Wait, who is that? Was that the Lebanese in the movie?
The Libyans?
The Libyans.
Was it the Libyans?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Libyans! To prevent harassment and violence against tourists, a New York City councilman is proposing that the city register and regulate the people who work Times Square dressed as characters such as Elmo or Mickey Mouse or other. Now, a lot of those characters have gotten into the news over the past year because they've been shouting obscenities and punching people and whatnot.
Screaming infidelities.
Screaming infidelities.
There is a song for every sentence we say.
Shouting obscenities. Shouting obscenities. French in the infantry. In France, a man's asthma inhaler became lodged in his chest after it fell into a fire and exploded.
Whoa!
That sounds crazy. That's what happens in France.
Dang, dude!
That's nuts. And that's nuts.
He was like, I was a pacifist. Oui, oui.
I cannot breathe. Twice. According to disgruntled New Yorkers, the wealthy son-in-law of Donald Trump is trying to force tenants out of a building he owns so he can convert it into luxury condos, which will make him even wealthier!
Because if there's anything that dude needs, it's more
money. More money. More money, more problems.
Oh, wait, no, it's hair.
Hair.
Yeah.
No, this is a son-in-law.
Oh.
So maybe he's good on the hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe so, maybe so. The World Cup final comes down to Argentina and Germany.
Yes, dude, Sunday.
Argentina is home of the Pope. And Germany is home of the retired Pope. The Battle of the Popes.
Yes! Let's make it about the Popes!
The Pope, now, is my favorite Pope. Because he's the one I know the most about.
Right? Yeah.
And I like him. I don't know about the other Pope.
Benedict?
He quit.
Yeah. Well, I guess he got old.
He got real old.
Yeah.
Well, Popes start out old.
And he was tired of people comparing him to Sherlock. Because he was like, no, not that Benedict.
No.
I'm the Pope. And they were like, oh, you're not the dude on Sherlock? No, dude. Are you sure you didn't voice Smaug? No!
Why didn't they
the
just
pope!
Get a younger Pope? Because they age out so quickly.
Right.
Do you think they pick Popes and they're like, man, maybe this one won't grow old?
Well, I think...
Maybe this will be the one.
I think it's because the younger peeps aren't really qualified to be the Pope.
Right.
Being the Pope's pretty hard.
There should be a movie called Kid Pope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like Kid President
right.
or Blank Check or whatever.
Like Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid Pope.
Kid Pope.
In a world where the Catholic Church is just a little too confused. You know, something
yeah.
like that.
And oh,
it's
yeah.
like, and reaching like, out to a younger generation.
Yeah.
It's time for Kid Pope. And he's not a kid. He's kind of... He's like a young man.
All
but
right.
they call him Kid Pope because everybody else is super old. He's like, what's up, guys? And then they say, we need Pope stuff. And he's like, I got this. And he's real confident and cool. Yeah, yeah. But then on his journey, he learns the true meaning of selflessness and sacrifice. So it's a redemption story. Kid Pope
coming to theaters December 2015.
I like that.
It's a Christmas movie. There's a lot of snow scenes. There's a nativity. It's going to be solid.
I like it.
Kid Pope. If you're a movie person out there and you're listening and you write that movie, I'm coming after you. I will find you. Not kidding.
He's a man that will fight for his honor.
Yeah.
I'll be the hero
that you're dreaming of. If you let me be in the movie, then I won't fight you, but I will get my money.
Sylvester Stallone.
I'm going to get it.
That's how he did that.
Oh, you're never going to get this. And he say, you'll never get this. You'll never get this. And then it break
Rocky. And then refused to sell it to anybody without him being Rocky.
Boom.
He's like, I wrote this.
I'll punch you in the face.
It's pretty good. Good job. Good job.
Oh, did you guys hear about this? By now you've heard the 17-year-old Belgian soccer fan, Axella Despiroglin, was spotted. Come back. In the crowd during Belgium's loss to Argentina on Saturday and was instantly nabbed by the beauty care giant we know as L'Oreal. So she's doing promotional YouTube videos for them, okay? She's also heavily armed. What? Photos emerged of the teenager posing with a rifle and a dead animal in Africa.
Oh, man.
She says on her Facebook page, hunting is not a matter of life or death. It's much more important than that. L'Oreal has responded to the revelation, or they have not responded to the revelations, but they do... What? They do promote its image of animal welfare. Okay.
Yeah.
In 2012, the company donated $1.2 million to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to help improve the testing of safe chemicals. As you may know, cosmetics companies and animal rights folks do not exactly get along.
Yeah.
There's an animal testing issue, but having a model actually killing little critters with a rifle... is kind of a double whammy.
That's bad juju.
Like, not only does she work for the makeup company, but she's also out there being the... She's on the front lines.
Yeah.
She's out there saying, I'm going to collect these animals so we can make them into makeup, and then
she's
I can
like,
wear
no
it.
Animals were harmed in the testing of this product, because I'd already gunned them down.
That's terrible.
I know.
Terrible.
Well, I mean, you know. You got to eat.
You know what's
crazy? In Belgium?
You got to eat.
Yeah, you got to eat.
She's not eating. She's a model.
Wow.
It's true.
This is good.
Much has been written about the distractibility of the modern American. What'd you say? Now it appears that watching television, itself a diversion, requires even more focus than we can muster. Forbes reports that a new study found that 56% of Americans engage in another digital activity, playing with their phone, that's me, tablet, or laptop, while they're watching TV.
Oh.
That puts the U.S. ahead of the global average, which is 48%, but well behind Japan, where 79% of TV viewers are using a different device while they do it.
Oh, man. No.
It happens. It happens to all of us. It
happens all the time.
The hostess Twinkie went away, but it came back.
The it didn't come back the same.
Chocodile went away, but has not come back until. Oh. Oh, yeah. The company says the new version of Hostess. Fanatics will once again be able to satisfy their cravings, and a new generation will be able to experience the magic of the Chocodile for the first time. For years, the chocolate-covered Twinkies were only available in a few markets, prompting a black market of Chocodiles at crazy markups. Box on eBay was once listed for $90.
Yeah.
Look for them at your local grocery store.
No!
And convenience store.
The banana ones were...
Chocodile. Never had a Chocodile.
Me either. They're rare.
You know what else is rare?
Yeah, are they good? You've had one? Ah!
Doug! Gosh. Doug from the shadows! You've had one?
I've had the banana one, and I was like, what is
He's
this
looking
monstrosity?
At me like, what are you talking about? Of course
disgusting.
I've had one. I've had Doug.
And to be honest, like, I grew up Hostess kid. Like, I was a fan of the Twinkies, I was a fan of the cupcakes, I was a fan of the Ding Dongs. I loved them. I did. And then they all came back, and they're not the same. They don't taste the same. In fact, the Ding Dongs used to be wrapped in foil, and now they're like in this little plastic whatever, and you're like, nope. That doesn't look like a hockey puck.
Nope.
In... tin foil?
It's a knuckle puck.
I can't eat this? What world is this? Should we take a look at traffic?
I want to read one more story.
No!
Okay. Yes. An Oregon man has been arrested for kicking a police horse.
Okay.
Police say Joseph Cruz karate kicked the horse in the mouth.
Whoa!
Mounted patrol unit officers were patrolling near a bus terminal when they stopped to speak to a group of people. While they were chatting, Cruz allegedly ran up and attacked Olin the horse. Even though the animal outweighs him by about 1,000 pounds.
Whoa.
Police say Cruz yelled out a battle cry and hit the horse with a jumping double kick. Don't kick horses.
Yeah, man.
Because they'll kick you right back.
You never look a gift horse in the mouth and kick it.
Horses are literally the glue that holds the police force together.
Okay.
That's what they turn into.
I see what you did there.
Horses are made into glue, kids. Every time you eat that glue, you're eating a horse.
Okay.
Think about it. Don't eat the glue. There's an accident at Louisiana Boulevard, northeast north at San Antonio Drive. Watch out for that. Also, construction I-25 in Paseo. But now it is time for birthdays with Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, hello.
Man. Hey, Doug.
How are you guys doing?
Doug, did you used to eat glue?
No.
Yes.
Doug. But it used to make me think of Billy Madison.
Used to.
Used to.
Today is
July.
Today is July the 11th, 2014, day 192. There are 173 days remaining.
Hooray!
Five more till my birthday.
Tell it I hate it.
Five more till my birthday.
Next up, an American actor has an extensive list of credits in films and television.
Richard
Louis
Gere.
Anderson.
No, he is perhaps best known for his role as Jack Dalton on the television series MacGyver. And is Daniel Simpson D-Day, National Lampoon's Animal House. He was also in Wildcats, The Last Boy Scout, My Cousin Vinny, Cliffhanger, Time Cop, Black Sheep, Rosewood, The Insider, The Legend of Bagger Vance, Ali, The Sum of All Fears, Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde, Matchstick Men, Runaway Jury, Collateral, Cinderella Man, Outlaw Trail, The Treasure of Butch Cassidy, and Vantage Point.
Good grief.
You had me at The Last Boy Scout.
Who
now
is it?
I'm trying to think who it was. Is he on Sons of Anarchy?
I do not know. I have not seen it yet.
Unconfirmed.
Because, of course, that's Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans. Such a... It's neither of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, Collateral.
I give up.
Yeah.
Bruce McGill.
I don't know who that is anyway.
I gotta look him up. I wonder if it's the friend.
He's 46.
Nah, he's like 60.
He's 64.
Ah! He's way old.
Bruce McGill.
I had it
when
backwards.
When you see him, you'll go, oh, that guy.
Oh, this
in
guy.
In those movies.
What? Is it Bon Jovi's birthday?
No, but it is guitarist.
Richie Sambora!
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yep, that was the best friend in The Last Boy Scout.
Let me see.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember him. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Richie Sambora.
Ah!
56.
Yeah. 58.
He is 55 years old today.
I went the wrong way.
Hopscotch.
News update.
Ah, checkers.
Next up, an American football player. He is
David
known
Beckham
for being a wide receiver
Chris
who runs deep routes. No, current NFL player.
Oh.
And for kickoff returns.
Devin Hester.
Including a big one that took place in the Super Bowl.
Mark McGwire.
2 years ago?
That happened right after halftime. And then right after that, the lights went out.
Oh!
And he's been on Dancing with the Stars.
Illuminati.
Oh, wait. 2 years ago. Who
it was a glorious Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Because it was the Raven. Ed Reed?
Nope. Jacoby Jones.
Jacoby Jones.
Yeah. I don't know. Wait. Is that the brother of...
No.
No.
Wait
no,
a
but
second.
The brother of John
Arthur Jones.
Plays.
Yeah. Jacoby Jones is 30.
Yeah, 29.
He is 30 years old
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Hang on. I got to look up something about this cat.
Yeah. Look him up, buddy. Look him up. Yeah.
Football.
Jacoby Jones. Wait, is this Heroes?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Peter Petrelli.
No.
Nathan Petrelli.
No, that was.
No.
Hayden Paddy-Whitty.
No.
I'm in the show.
Horn
so
rim
good.
Glasses
I don't
guy.
Care what anybody says. Who plays Spock?
He was
Zachary Quinto.
Matt Parkman on NBC's television
oh,
series.
Oh, Matt, but he was the doctor.
Parkman.
Yeah.
No. Park. I thought that was the cop.
No. The yeah, the cop. Cop. That's what
yeah,
it
yeah.
was.
The guy that could like
yeah,
read
yeah.
your mind or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh,
Greg
man, that show was
yes.
good.
Greg he was Grunberg. Also Seth Norris on Lost. And he was also on Alias.
I don't care what you guys say. Heroes was awesome, and I watched it all the way to the end.
Nobody's saying it wasn't.
I am one of 19 people.
Heroes was awesome from the first two seasons. It sure was. And then it got all convoluted and stupid. With the carnival?
I loved that season.
See, I got so confused, and that guy was like, why are we at this carnival? And then it got crazy the last season. I don't even know what happened.
I thought the carnival was the last season.
I thought that was.
Because remember at the end of the last season, the cheerleader. Never mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Public.
That was the end.
Okay.
That's how it ended.
There were only three seasons.
No, that was four.
Okay.
The third season. Do you remember the season with? I can't say all these things with Nathan and Siler.
Oh, and the twist?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember that.
Josh, that was it. See, that show was awesome!
I didn't like that.
Oh, I loved it.
I thought it was too convoluted.
That was so great.
Too convoluted.
Nathan Petrelli.
I mean, Dave watched it the whole way through, and he was like, no.
No,
he,
Dave.
He even lost it.
No,
he,
Dave.
He was just like, no, it's not. I'm just finishing it to finish it.
Greg Grunberg is 42.
He is 41.
He is 48 years old today.
All right, man. Looking good. Jacoby Jones.
Next up, an American television actor and model.
Fergie!
No, from Grey's Anatomy. He played Alex Karev.
Oh, Karev.
Karev, yeah.
Which one is that?
The one guy.
I don't know his real name. He's got the short hair.
Is it the guy that wants to play Doctor Strange?
No, that's Patrick Dempsey. This dude, he's younger. Karev, he was, I don't know.
Justin Chambers.
All right, Justin Chambers. I'm going to say he's 36.
35.
He's 44.
Dang, dude, he looks young.
He's not young.
He does.
He's not young at all.
I've never seen the show, though, so I don't know.
And the final birthday this morning, an American rapper-ish.
American
type lady.
Tradition.
Is this Mary J. Blige?
No.
Oh.
This is
Lil Kim. Was,
yes. Lil Kim.
What song is this?
This is Get Money.
Oh, Get Money.
Get Money, y'all.
Right.
That's what I want to do. I try to get paid so that I can make you laugh. Everybody wants to give me crap, but I say no. Give me money. That's what I'm about.
Money. Lil Kim. All right. I'm going to say she's 44. Lil' Kim.
I'm going to say she's 47.
She is 39.
Okay. Sorry, Lil' Kim. I don't know why I thought you were
I apologize to you because I don't want to get killed.
She on knows people. Two dates.
She knows people.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
Sadly. No. Biggie Smalls.
On this day, what year Babe Ruth debuted in Major League Baseball?
I'm going to disappoint you, Doug. I'm sorry. I'm going to say, like, I don't know, 1929?
1927. 1914.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was sold to the Yankees in 1918.
Ah, okay.
Well,
I don't know.
Speaking of New York, on this day, what year the Triborough Bridge in New York City opened to traffic?
I don't know, like 1929?
1938.
1936. Oh, dude, that was good.
Start spreading the news.
On this day in what year Franklin D. Roosevelt announced he would run for a fourth term as President of the United States, and this was his re-election song.
Yes, you are.
44.
Don't worry, Miley. You're going to go crazy and everybody's going to like you even more.
Yeah. Wait, what was your... I got lost in the song.
44. I said 44.
New Deal. Jay-Z's on the song. 46.
1944 is correct.
Yeah. Hands up. How could you not let the chorus play? That'd be stuck in everybody's head.
Thank you. I've actually never heard that song, so I didn't even know it was.
Oh, I've never heard it, but I know what it is.
No, I didn't know what it was.
Party in the USA. Miley Cyrus.
Nope.
It's a new classic.
It is. It's the national anthem.
Yeah. They replaced the old one. Star Spangled Banner, Party in the USA.
What? I was born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
No.
They threw that one out because of Party in the USA.
Who's more American than the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus?
Amen.
That's true.
Don't break his heart.
Yeah. On this day, what year the phrase "In God We Trust" was added to all U.S. currency?
Wait, you mean it wasn't there from the beginning?
No.
1951.
1960.
1977.
Okay. It wasn't there from the beginning at all.
On this day, what year Martin Luther King was awarded the Medal of Freedom?
We should know this.
Medal of
Freedom. 19. Oh, gosh. Was this posthumously?
Could have been.
Okay. 1982.
1978.
1977.
Ah! So close.
Moving on. This day, what year, according to the United Nations, the world population crossed the 5 billion mark?
Dang.
Next.
2003.
Hey, 1996.
1987. Oh. A lot of people.
Steve-O, this is right up your alley. On this day, what year President Ronald Reagan announced the Major League Baseball All-Star Game?
Oh, cool.
1982. It's got like my two favorite things in the world, baseball and Ronald Reagan.
1984.
1989.
Oh.
And the last date, on this day, what year Microsoft's official support of Windows 98 and Windows Me ended.
Oh.
I saw Zapp and Roger in concert.
98 and Windows ME.
Wait, I missed it. I was totally like lost in computer love.
Microsoft Windows support for Windows 98 and Windows ME ended.
2014.
No, 2011. Wait, 2011.
2006. On to number one songs.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. You know what? I genuinely like the DC Talk version of this song better.
What?
Have you ever listened? It's got the rap in the middle or whatever. Yeah. I think I got too much.
I think you grew up.
Because I was a kid. Yeah. That was like one of my first cassette tapes.
Oh, man.
Bloom by Audio... No, Don't Censor Me by Audio Adrenaline. And... Free at Last by DC Talk.
We all have pain. We all have sorrow.
19. Oh, man.
19. Oh, man.
74.
1968.
1972.
Ah.
And the last one this morning.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that beautiful?
Oh, man.
SWV. Yeah.
1992.
1993.
Dang it!
The year of Jurassic Park.
Today is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. It is Cow Appreciation Day.
Heck yeah.
It is also 7-Eleven Day. Get a free small Slurpee today.
That's
funny.
It's
Blueberry Muffin Day. Tomorrow is Bald is In Day.
Woo!
Collector Car Appreciation Day. Simplicity Day. Different Colored Eyes Day. Pecan Pie Day.
Yeah!
Sunday is Embrace Your Geekness Day.
Yep. Perfect.
French Fries Day. Barbershop Music Appreciation. This week, you remember, if you're drinking, don't drive. And if you're driving, don't drink.
I like that.
I like it. Yeah, Doug. Good. There you go. PSA. PSA with Doug.
That's right. We're on the education band. It is Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico will be joining us. We got a lot of stuff to give away today. Team Awesome Morning Party brought to you in part by Persecuted, the movie. Releasing in theaters a week from today, July 18th.
So
details,
cool.
PersecutedMovie.com. We'll be at the premiere in L.A. on Wednesday, covering it, getting some interviews.
Now
really
this,
stoked about
this
that.
This is why we want you to see it. Usually Christian movies or faith-based films are really, really weak sauce lame.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen this yet.
We haven't yet.
And we want to know, along with you, is this going to be the one that's better? Is this the one that's going to take it up a notch?
Just going to break the mold?
Yeah, because that interview with Daniel, which will re-air next week,
yeah,
is super awesome.
Daniel Lesko, director of the film, had him in studio talking about it. James Remar. I mean, you look at the cast, it's already a notch above, so.
Yeah.
Quick break, right back. We got some Gunger, some Bad Sun, some Walk the Moon. And of course, more of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Sam, how was traffic when you were coming in?
When I was coming in, it was kind of light, actually. I was a little surprised.
That's what it looks like on the map, too. The only thing that's showing up is the construction at I-25 in Passaic. And that's all.
Wow.
One call, that's all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Just picked up our drinks for the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of the perks of being a guest.
Ah, yes.
Is the coffee.
Be our guest. Gonna be our guest.
Traffic, and hopefully it stays this way. Beautiful. Lovely, just like my dirty chai.
Oh, yeah.
505-338-3669, the phone number for SOPO. Sam Swan, you are back.
I'm back.
And we are excited.
Back for a little while.
Because, man, you've been gone.
I know.
You were away trying to find the music. And I can't.
And now,
Sam something special.
Has returned.
I was looking for something special.
And it is glorious.
I have returned for the week.
Because you've been gone and you were at a special place.
It was.
Music. It's okay.
And it was going to happen.
We had...
It didn't happen.
It did.
We had a great 3 weeks of camp.
That's good.
Okay.
That'll work.
And then I got back from my...
summer camp.
Then we had a little vacation where we went to Cali.
Yeah.
I like saying that. That just sounds cool. We spent some time in Cali.
Yeah, I keep saying, we're flying to L.A. next week.
I know. One time I was in Chicago.
Walking the red carpet.
I was in Chicago. My brother was talking to this dude some business stuff. And he goes, I'm in Chicago right now, but I can't. And I told my dad, because my dad and brother and I were there to see the Cubs play. And it was my first time in Chicago. And I said, I turned to my dad and said, that just sounds cool to say. I'm in Chicago. So I just called my wife. And I just started talking, saying stuff like that so people walking by could hear me. So I'm like... Yeah, I'm in Chicago right now, and so I'm not going to be able to take care of that. And Brenda goes, what in the world are you talking about? And after the people passed by, I was like, just go with it, honey. I'm just making people think I sound important because I'm in Chicago right
you
now.
You were important. You were in Chicago.
I was, dude.
That sounds
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I felt that way
about being in Cali.
Yeah. Went to Disneyland?
I did. California Adventureland.
You spent the 4th of July at the Holy of Holies.
Yes, the
Angel Stadium.
Where the Angels play. I tell you what, man, it was fun.
Beautiful stadium.
Got to see that rookie phenom play for the Astros.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He's no
legit.
Trout.
He's no Trout. There's no
he's
doubt.
No, trout.
No doubt that he's no Trout.
Yeah. Mike Trout, number 27, outfielder for the. Anaheim Angels, or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Forgive me.
Yeah, however you say that.
It took me forever to get over California.
Right.
I had to stop saying California Angels, or Anaheim Angels, whatever. So now it's like, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah. They play in Anaheim, just a couple miles from Disneyland.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
He hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth.
No.
Steve-o. Yeah, we're hanging out for 4th of July, and I get this text, and it says, Steve, Trout just hit a walk-off home run. And I was like, man,
I know. I saved what you said to me. I'm gonna read it on the air. What you texted back to me because I wanted to share.
I said I have never been more jealous of anyone
That's
in my
exactly
life.
Exactly what he said. I sent him pictures of us while we were at the ballpark.
It was pretty funny because we were sitting there celebrating. He's like, man, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam keeps texting me photos of Angel Stadium.
I was sending pictures of the stadium. I sent a picture of my family. You know, we took a groupie.
It was good.
So it was fun. Here's what he says, and I quote, I've never been more jealous of a game. Amazing.
Yeah.
The amazing part. That
amazing.
Was totally you right there.
Oh, yeah.
But I sure was wishing you were there because that would have been.
Yeah, me too.
That would have been.
That's cool. We'll be there next week. We're excited.
That's going to be sick, man.
Yeah, covering the premiere of Persecuted. In fact, Team Awesome Morning Party brought to you in part by Persecuted, the movie. in theaters July 18th. And next week, we're actually interviewing Fred Thompson.
Oh, wow.
A former senator.
Yeah.
He was in Days of Thunder. He was in
Hunt for Red October.
Yes. Yeah. Die Hard 2.
Yeah.
He's in the Persecuted film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah,
he's a great actor.
Yeah, we're excited to talk to him not only about the film, but also about the premise of this film. Because as a former senator, he was a senator of Tennessee for about a decade. And, you know, the idea of the film is there's this evangelical pastor who refuses to conform. The government kind of wants to turn it into this fluffy, lovey-dovey, one world, one religion,
right,
you know, all ways lead to God type thing. And they're trying to sign this legislature that, you know, it's all one and you know, this hate speech law, basically. And this evangelical pastor is the biggest advocate against it.
Yeah.
And so he's framed for the rape and murder of this girl. And so yeah, it's this gnarly, crazy,
oh, dude, yeah,
you know, government conspiracy, chaos, whatever. Yeah. It sounds exciting.
It does.
We haven't seen it yet.
It really
so,
does.
So we're going to see it next week. But, yeah, I'm wondering, you know, how far off are we from this? Canada already has this.
You mean Northern Montana?
Yes, Northern Montana already has a law in place.
Yeah.
We couldn't have this show in Canada.
Yeah.
We'd have to have, you know, a Muslim representative. We'd have to have an atheist representative. We'd have to have all sides being representative in studio at all times. So that we, you know, we couldn't just say Jesus is the way,
right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
It'll be a good interview.
It will. It'll be fun.
So that's coming up next week, and of course, man, big week because Monday, Run River North in concert Monday night. Tickets are almost gone. So if you're planning on going to the show, they are only $5. You can get them online at mystaticradio.com. Now, somebody yesterday chimed in and said, "I want to get tickets, but my internet's not working at home, and I'm not allowed to use the internet at work for personal things." Parchments, the bookstore here on Calvary Campus.
Perfect.
Tickets are only $5, and they are selling them here at Parchments, so you can get them there if you can't buy them online. But I do recommend grabbing them before day of, because I'm willing to bet the show is going to sell out ahead of time. So, which is exciting.
That is very exciting.
So, next Wednesday, not only will we be on the red carpet, but next Wednesday is my birthday.
Oh! Right.
It's going to be your birthday.
So, being that it is my birthday, I found a list, because I'm gonna have to admit it right now. I'm going to be a year older.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
So.
And the worst of us.
It's Friday. Having some fun. I found a good question of the day, I guess.
Okay.
And I wanted to run it by you, because you being the oldest, you know, wisest friend I have. I found a list. Thought maybe you could add to it.
I'm honored by the wisest part.
Yeah, man.
I'm a little hurt by the oldest part.
Now, come on.
I found a list of things you learn as you grow older. It's taken from bitsofwisdom.org, but it is a list of things you learn as you grow older.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. It says, eventually you'll reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it.
Okay.
I'm pretty stoked, man. 29. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm really excited, so I've been bragging. I've been bragging about it. It's going to be good old 2-9.
How many times have you celebrated 2-9, you big liar?
That good old 2-9, that's a good one.
Yeah, man.
That's a good one,
really
too.
Really looking forward to it, you know? Excited for 30s. I can't wait to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Me dope.
It's a mystery. The 30s are a mystery.
Now, you got to help me with these, because being the older person in the studio, you know, our elder, we bend our knowledge and wisdom to you. We bow, if you will. Number 2 says, the older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for.
That's true.
You were just at Disneyland.
I was.
Tell us, sir.
How did it go?
Yeah.
Actually, I was surprised, because the last time I went to Disneyland was Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
So we stood in line for everything. We stood in line to get into a line for something.
Right.
But this time, it was just a normal. It was the week before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So it was crowded. I mean, there were lots of people there, but the longest we ever waited for a ride was about 30 minutes.
Dude, okay. That's not bad at all.
Except for California Adventureland, Emily and I waited an hour and a half for the Radiator Springs Racers the first time. Then the next time, right after the parade, we hightailed it over there, and we stood in line for 30 minutes and got on the racers
that's
again.
Cool.
But for the most part, our waits. Yeah, exactly. we saw the parade the day before, so we were like, forget the parade.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
no.
going to Radiator Springs Racers.
We were there a couple years ago on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
And we assumed it was going to be jam-packed because it's 4th of July, and it was dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think everyone assumed,
thought,
you know what, it's going to be crazy.
Right.
Let's just wait. We'll go tomorrow.
Well, you know what, though? The other thing about that is the 4th of July is one day off.
Mm.
Whereas, like, Memorial Day weekend is a four-day weekend.
That's true.
So if it was in the middle of the week, they just get that one day off. And if they're right. not, you know, if they don't get a three-day pass, it's yeah. not worth going to Disneyland for one day.
Yeah, and I think it was like on a Wednesday when
yeah.
we were out there. It was middle
yeah, so,
of the week.
Because we thought that same thing leading up. And I was like, no, they're only going to get Friday off.
Yeah.
So Friday and Saturday I'll probably be busy. So we did it early. So we didn't wait in line
Look
that long.
Look at you, wisdom.
Wisdom. You know, see?
Gosh.
Yeah, you know.
All that gray hair.
You know.
Wisdom.
Gray hair dude over
there. Do I have gray hair?
No, you don't. It's okay.
You don't, Sam.
But yes, there are some things that aren't worth waiting in line for.
Yeah. Are there things in your life that you've given up waiting in line for that you're like, you know what? Not gonna.
I don't know that I've given up waiting in line, but if it's more than about three or four people, I'll do something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Number three. Some people try to turn back their odometers. This one says, not me. I want people to know why I look this way. I've traveled a long way, and some of the roads weren't paved.
Oh. That's right.
Speaking That's a great quote.
Hair, yeah. So
now, see, for me, I had a goatee for a long time.
Yeah.
And then when it started getting really, the goatee started turning super white and there was very little dark hair
yeah.
left in the goatee. So I shaved it off.
Mm.
And now I have my soul patch, which is a lot of white.
Well, plus,
but I'm keeping my soul patch.
You went from being like a straight up youth minister to working at the convention.
Yeah.
So you had to get rid of the goatee.
The youth pastor
yeah.
goatee?
Yeah. But
yeah.
you still kept part
but
of
it. I still kept part of it. I had to have a little bit of soul left still. So I did. But thankfully, I guess it's my genes. It has to be my genes. My hair is still pretty dark. There's a little bit of salt showing up in my pepper, but it's
oh yeah.
But it's few and far between right now.
I'm getting there. I have a few,
but I have decided.
Yeah.
That when it starts to turn, and I mean it really, really starts to turn. I don't do anything to my hair now. I just fix it normally. I don't put any product to hide the gray, and I'm just gonna let it happen.
You're gonna let it
go. Just gonna let it go.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Still haven't seen it.
You'll see it.
I will. When your hair is ice white.
When it's ice
you're just
white.
Let it go.
And then I'll get treated with a little bit. I'm kind of like the guy in the commercial where they don't want to hire the old guy with lots of gray hair.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
not really
yeah.
old. He just has gray
yeah.
hair. They don't want to hire the young guy because he doesn't want to have an experience. I had
mm-hmm.
just the right mix.
Ah. This is good.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
It's a good thing I have a job.
See, Chrissy wants me. She can't wait.
Really?
She was like hoping I'd be like premature gray. I'm like, cool, man. I guess.
Yeah.
So
well, if that's what you want,
it's not happening.
No.
It's not happening. It's slowly happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to get like the robes.
That's how everybody, before I moved, like Tim and Jared Byers, all those guys, and Seth.
Yeah.
Seth started getting like the gray pepper thing, and it was like, dang it. I don't think I'm going to get that.
Yeah,
yet.
I know.
A little jealous.
So, next on this list, things you learn as you grow older. If you'd like to add something to the list, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I like this one. When you're dissatisfied and would like to go back to youth, think of algebra.
Mm.
That's a good one. Wisdom.
Yes.
You know what? Sometimes I've thought about that because a lot of people, it's like, if I could go back and do this, man, if I could go back and score that one touchdown, play that one game, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I've thought about like, oh, but then if I go back to school even college, if I have to go back to school, I have to do school stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Ugh. Yeah.
And not only that, who wants to go through puberty again?
Not me. Right. I'm still going through it.
Puberty's so much fun. I want to go through it one more time.
They said puberty was going to last like a couple years, and I feel like for me it's been more of a lifestyle. I don't understand.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bitsofwisdom.org. We found a list of things you learn as you grow older. This one is good. One of the many things no one tells you about aging is that it's such a nice change from being young. Can you share some insight into that,
yeah,
old man?
Yeah. Actually,
it really
man,
is.
You walked
really
into
is.
A trap today.
Yeah, you really did.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Sorry, Admiral Akbar.
Woo. I know. I I've been gone for a while. I expected something.
Yeah, man.
So,
you know.
Yeah, there really is something to be said for the calmness of aging.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I'm traveling all over the state, and there's seasons of my life where I'm extremely busy, like during camp season. You know, I'm gone for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing camp. I'm hanging out I'm doing camp for
you're,
3 weeks.
You were busier
so it's
than
busy.
Us.
Yeah.
We've been watching Netflix. We've been, you know,
I've been watching your travels.
Yeah.
Gosh, Sam's doing tons
your,
of stuff.
Your Twitter feed was exhausting.
I know. I was blowing
we're
it
like,
up.
Man,
I, and then I realized, you know, that's probably not nice for me to do all that stuff on, post all that stuff for folks who can't,
humble brag.
Who can't go to
you
California.
You humble bragged for like a
I did,
week.
And I shouldn't have.
Where's Sam
felt,
today?
I felt so bad. I felt so bad because I was like, I'm bragging. Look at me. I'm hanging out with Lightning McQueen. Look at me. There's a picture
of
Mr. Incredible. And then all of a sudden I was like, you know what? That's just not right. There's some people who can't go anywhere for vacation.
Yeah,
thankfully, we were at a place this year where we could do that.
That's cool.
Emily
but those
senior
are your
trip,
moments.
But,
right.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true, I guess.
And they're meant to be celebrated.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're bragging about it. It's just like, guys, this really cool thing's going on
I
right now.
I
want to
share this part of my life with you. I'm at Disneyland and you're not.
And the only people who don't want to see it are the bitter ones who are like, he's out of there.
I guess that's
the
true.
Everybody else is like, Sam! Yeah.
The only difference with
Sam
Instagram
got to have a vacation.
It's the old photo album. Because
yeah,
what
true.
You would do is you would show your photos to your friends
right.
later.
When they come over
and
we'd say, look at all our pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
a good
one.
That was very wise.
That's
what
it
Mateo.
Is, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Gray.
But
I
tell you,
see it.
Oh. But the pace, but to be a little older, I take things a little more in stride, and I don't feel the pressure of being younger. I watch a lot of younger folks, and it just seems to me like they're under a lot of pressure to be whatever, to do whatever, to perform all the time and all that, and you just learn that you don't have to do that much anymore. You can just chillax.
That was next on the list, actually. It says, being young is beautiful, but being old is comfortable.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good way. That's a good
I like
way to
that.
Describe it.
Yeah, it's a good list. Bitsofwisdom.org.
Now,
that's
you
what
do have to
it.
Be careful, though, not to become complacent
too
in your comfortableness.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being comfortable and complacent, and so I don't ever want to be complacent.
How can you ever be complacent? You can't sit still for more than 8 seconds.
I really
you
can't.
You run. It's like, dude, what are you running from?
Myself.
I'm running from aging. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Oh no, wait,
myself
that's a bad
and all
thing.
My problems.
You've never ever cared. I like. There's one thing about you. It's that we give you a hard time for being older than we are, and you've never really cared. You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
You've always been comfortable with your age.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because you know, a few years ago, I was the young youth pastor. A bunch of years ago now, I was the young youth pastor hanging out with the older guys, gleaning wisdom from them, asking them questions and stuff. And now, I don't know, it just kind of happened. There was this transition where people started asking me questions because I'd been doing it for a while, not necessarily because of my age. But now I realize that I'm the old guy that some of the younger guys.
Old.
And I'm not old
hilarious.
At all. I know I tease about that all the time.
Yeah.
But I really don't feel old.
No.
In my mind, especially, I still think like I'm younger.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I think that way.
You act like you're 29, maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's funny, the students at camp, a couple of them were saying, they're talking about how old they are, and I can't wait till I'm 17. And I can't, you know, and I'm just laughing at all this stuff. You know, just laughing with them. And they'll say, I'll say something about being old. I said, well, wait till you get old like me. And one of the kids said, you're not old. I said, I'm old. And they'll go, how old are you? And I said, how old do you think I am?
Yeah.
And they'll go, and this is especially before they find out my family,
right,
you know, that I have an older daughter who's 27, before they find that out. They'll
That's mind-blowing to
I know,
me.
I
Crazy.
Know. And they'll say, I think you're 42. And I give him a big hug. And say, you're my favorite kid at this whole camp.
The whole camp.
And then I'll tell him, this year I had to tell him I'm 51. And they're like, you're older than my parents. When the first time I heard that, I was ready to die. I was like, excuse me? I'm older than your parents?
Oh, man. Sam Swan.
Way to hurt
Sam
me.
Swan.
So it's fun. But I have noticed that, because I have always looked young. When I was in my 20s, people thought I was still in my late teens. When I was in my 30s, there's a decade difference right now anyway. So people still look at me and think I'm still in my 40s, which, you know, that's flattering and encouraging to me. So, but I'm not. I'm no Grecian formula, nothing. When my hair starts turning, it's going to turn.
But you're
I'm
a
going
runner.
To embrace it. I've got good genes, and I eat pretty well.
See,
I've been trying to take
it.
Care of myself.
My wife yesterday found this article online, and it was four things scientists have, you know, kind of made this pinwheel, if you will, and it was like, will you live 10 more years?
Oh, yeah.
From the age of 75, will you, you know, live 10, 15, 20 more years? And the top four statistics, it was, you know, this pinwheel basically that you moved around. Do you do this? Do you not do this? And the four biggest things that they found through all of these different studies that came together in this, you know, Science Health Magazine, real big name stuff. There were top four things, and they kind of ran together in all these different studies. And the biggest things they found is this. Do you drink alcohol? No, moderately, a lot. And it swayed. And there are different studies. It's like, oh, but if you have a glass of wine every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Abstaining completely was the biggest thing, actually.
Right.
So it was alcohol. Do you smoke?
Right.
Do you exercise regularly? And do you have a balanced diet?
Yeah.
And those were the top four things in all of these studies that were for helping you. And you, I mean, you eat well. You run. I get mad at both of you guys because I keep realizing that I probably need to start doing something like that. I don't want to do it!
You can.
No!
You can.
You can do it.
You could do it.
I think if I'm going to do one or the other, I might try jogging around the neighborhood.
That's a good place to start.
Before I do CrossFit.
You should.
Because, man, this guy, he's like, oh, today's going to suck. I got to lift a building 7 times. And then I got to run 14
small building.
Miles. And then I got, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't even, nope, can't do that.
Let's just start with small.
He was like lifting trains.
Backyard
and like,
sheds.
Start with small.
Yeah, you should. Backyard sheds.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't move up the garages.
I wouldn't just go into it because the people that just go into it throw up a lot.
Right!
That's
don't
true.
Don't do that.
Oh, never. Yeah. So I've been noticing these four things.
Yeah.
And this guy's always getting on me because I eat like once a day.
Yeah.
I should probably start eating better.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is I don't, as far as my diet is concerned, I don't pay real super duper close attention. I just eat what I like.
Yeah.
But it turns out that I like fruit.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of fruit. I love fruit.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of vegetables. I like most vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't like green beans, which is kind of funny.
What?
But I like Brussels sprouts.
Do you like string beans?
No, string beans are even worse.
Oh my gosh, get
string
out!
Because they get stringy, and they get fibery, and I feel like I'm chewing on this.
You got a little piece of beef bouillon in there and a can of string beans? Oh my gosh, who are you?
I can't eat string beans.
Get out,
Sam!
They make my gag reflex kick in.
Oh my gosh.
But I like Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Isn't that funny? And lima beans.
Collard greens.
I love collard greens. I love lima beans.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Me too, man. Let's go.
Let's just go.
Hey, let's just run a best of. I'll buy you guys some brunch.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Goodbye.
Brunch at 7:40 in the morning.
You're listening to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Sort of.
Things you learn as you grow older. We found the list. If you'd like to add to the list, facebook.com/mystaticradio. This is coming from bitsofwisdom.org. Eventually, you'll reach a point when you stop lying about your age, start bragging about it. The older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for. I love this one. Some people try to turn back their odometer, not me. He says, I want people to know why I look this way. I've traveled a long way, and some of the roads weren't paved.
That's a great,
so great
statement.
Yeah.
That's a great. I'm going to tweet that later.
When you're dissatisfied and would like to go back to you, think of algebra. the next one's great.
It just doesn't add up.
You know you're getting old when everything either dries up or leaks.
Yeah.
It's like a car.
Yeah.
It's like a car. Yeah. One of the many things.
You can't replace these seals.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
One of the many things no one tells you about is that it's such a nice change from being young. I like this one. Being young is beautiful, but being old is comfortable. And lastly on this, it says, if you don't learn to laugh at trouble, you won't have anything to laugh at when you're old.
Yeah.
So you can add to the list. I know we got to take a quick break. Coming back, you found a story.
Well, Doug's got us a story.
All right.
It's pretty interesting.
It's going to be good. We talk a little bit about dietary things in science, right?
So, scientists have found yet another thing that probably does not exist, but it's kind of surprising.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Let's take a look at your favorite thing, traffic.
Yeah!
It's your favorite. There's road construction at I-25 in Paseo. It doesn't look like there are any accidents or flashing lights or floods or things in the roadway or apocalypse-type scenarios to report. So just construction I-25 in Paseo. But if you see something that we don't talk about, because we do traffic at 15 and 45 on the hour,
mm-hmm.
maybe something happens in between, give us a call, 505-338-3700. And then you can say it, because I don't want to.
I like that.
Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio.
Joining
in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist
Mr.
Convention
Swan.
In New Mexico.
What's happening?
He's cool. We'll vouch for him.
Some people call him Black Swan.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think there was a documentary.
Yeah, there was a documentary starring Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
It was in my when I was younger.
Yes.
When
right.
I was a ballet dancer.
Ah,
interesting.
And
you
saw it.
You've had a crazy life, Sam.
I had to lose 72 pounds.
Yes.
To fit into my tutu.
That's all.
Sorry to give you that mental image right there.
Okay. Oh,
I apologize
man.
If that.
Crazy.
For that.
Speaking of losing 72 pounds.
Ooh.
Never saw the movie.
Scientists
by the way.
Are finding that another thing that everybody is so dead set on existing might not.
What?
Interesting.
Okay.
While militant atheists like Richard Dawkins may be convinced God doesn't exist, God, if he is around, may be amused to find that atheists might not exist. Now, what?
Wait, what?
What?
Exactly.
What?
Doug said, I got a story for you, my friend.
Oh, man. Yes. Let's hear this.
Cognitive scientists are becoming increasingly aware that a metaphysical outlook may be so deeply ingrained in human thought processes that it cannot be expunged or gotten rid of.
Wow.
While this idea may seem outlandish to some and maybe to some of you listeners out there, after all, it seems easy to decide not to believe in God. Evidence from several disciplines indicates that what you actually believe is not a decision you make for yourself. Your fundamental beliefs are decided by much deeper levels of consciousness, and some may well be more or less set in stone. This line of thought has led to some scientists claiming that atheism is psychologically impossible because of the way we think. Graham Lowton, he's an avowed atheist himself, he's writing this in New Scientist. They point to studies showing, for example, that even people who claim to be committed atheists tacitly hold religious beliefs, such as the existence of an immortal soul.
Hmm.
This shouldn't come as a surprise, though. Since we are born believers, not atheists, scientists say, humans are pattern seekers from birth, with a belief in karma or cosmic justice as our default setting. A slew of cognitive traits predisposes us to faith, writes Pascal Boyer in Nature, the science journal, adding that people are only aware of some of their religious ideas. Now, this is a huge article. Internal monologues, puzzling responses, evolutionary purposes, feelings of connectedness, tons of this stuff, narrative presence, well-defined process. This is a long, long article.
Wow.
But it's interesting to think that maybe, and I know, like, we hear a lot of, that's a big Christian argument is, well, you gotta have faith in something. And I agree with it, you know? If you don't have faith in God, then you've obviously got faith in yourself.
Yeah.
Or faith in quote-unquote nothing, which is essentially just faith in yourself.
Right.
Because you're out there doing your thing, thinking that you're going to do this,
right.
Relying on yourself, putting all your faith and your trust in yourself. You're just semantically calling it something different.
Right.
But it's the same thing.
That's really interesting.
This is really interesting.
Yeah.
Sam, go.
I immediately thought of Ecclesiastes, where it says that God has written eternity in our hearts.
Like,
it's encoded in our DNA,
yeah.
in every single one of us, whether you claim atheism or Buddhism or Christianity, whatever it is that you say. I mean, that is a faith. That is a belief system. Atheism, whether you say you believe in nothing, is a belief system because you're believing in that belief of nothing, if you will. So that is an interesting article.
I mean, even in Romans.
Yeah.
Paul talks about some of those same ideas.
Yeah.
You know, with I was reading it yesterday. I'm preaching a camp next week.
Okay.
And so I'm going to see if I can find where I was looking.
There you go.
I can't, you know, I'm older.
Yeah.
And so there are some great benefits to aging, but there are some troubling things.
Yeah.
And I can't remember all of them.
That's okay.
That's part of the problem.
That's quite troubling.
Yes, it is.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. That's 505-338-3700. Producer Doug standing by. Or, of course, studio at mystaticradio.com. You can email us. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. There's so many ways to get in touch with us and hang out with us, but interesting discovery, if you will, by scientists.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Atheists might not exist. Now, of course, if you're an atheist and you're listening, I'm not saying you don't exist.
Right, you do exist.
I don't want to sound crazy.
Right.
Oh, cool. Bible man said, I don't exist. Obviously, he's smart, right? No, but it's saying that this is just leading or lending further credence to the thing about how you have faith, and we all have faith in something.
Yeah.
We can say we don't, but if you say you don't have faith in anything, you're really just putting all your faith in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's just proved by your actions, because you live your life day to day relying on yourself.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
That's how I do it too, and I'll never die. But, and I think you've probably heard the Christian thing is like, well, no. And then, of course, you've got the whole, if you're putting faith in yourself, you're really just putting faith in the devil, you know, because that's a step further. I don't know. Like, a big evidence for it is this internal monologue thing. Scientists have discovered that invisible friends are not something reserved for children. We all have them, encounter them often in the form of interior monologues. The new Amber Lynn single, Hearing Voices.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that's about.
Yeah.
As we experience events, we mentally tell a non-present listener about it. The imagined listener may be a spouse, it may be Jesus, it may be Buddha, it may be no one in particular, again, yourself. It's just it's the way the human mind processes facts. That's just what happens. The identity, tangibility, or existence of the listener is irrelevant. From childhood, people form enduring, stable, and important relationships with fictional characters, imaginary friends, deceased relatives, unseen heroes, and fantasized mates, says Boyer of Washington University, himself an atheist. This feeling of having an awareness of another consciousness might simply be the way our natural operating system works.
Man.
So we've gotten to a point to where we want to excuse God from the equation.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of this myself, and I'm a Christian. So many decisions and moments that I make, or like decisions I make, moments I live in, find myself wanting to just be talking to myself and not acknowledging the fact that there is an all-loving and yet all-just and present God that's trying to remind me that my actions have consequences. Every day, something else pops up and is like, I am an idiot.
Right. Yeah.
Some days more so than others, you know?
Yeah.
Because we are all only human, but the interesting thing is this article saying, and a big part of being human is that you're having this focus on something else, and trying to deny it is stupid, because we all have it. We all have this where we're trying to talk, we're trying to have some form of accountability to something else, even if we don't believe in anything else.
It's really interesting. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, or of course facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I found part of what I was looking for here. In Romans 1 verse 20, Paul says, for his invisible attributes, that is his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world. Talking about God's wrath earlier in that passage right there. Clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through what he has made. As a result, people are without excuse. For though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. And it goes on and talks more about that, dealing with the wrath part. But the thing that was striking to me yesterday, just that I was reminded of, is that there's this desire or this knowledge of God imprinted in us. When God created us, he imprinted, well, first of all, we're created in his image.
Right.
So that's an imprint in and of itself. But also, there's this imprint of look around you. Mm-hmm. And from our birth, and we are aware of the creation, we're aware of God and his attributes and what he's created. And you know, anybody who would try to deny that, I would understand. I understand why they might want to do that, because who wants to be told what to do? And if you look at the law of God as
rules,
as rules, and in fact, you know, the law itself is a list of rules.
Yeah.
But through Christ, when you look at what he has done for us, if you are overwhelmed, if you become overwhelmed by his great sacrifice and the love that he demonstrated by, while we were still sinners, Christ dying for us.
Yeah, Romans 5:28.
While if we recognize that, and out of a sense of gratitude, we can't help but be obedient and do the things that God is calling us to do out of a heart of love and devotion, not out of obligation.
It's amazing the theme, because this is exactly what we were talking about yesterday. I in turn was overwhelmed this week by scripture, something I've read 1,000 times, and yet for some reason hit me interestingly this week, because Brody, my baby, he has ukulele, if you will. He imitates me.
Right.
He's constantly playing his guitar, and he's constantly singing, and he's constantly just wanting to be like daddy.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was in Ephesians, and Ephesians 5 kicks off and says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. And that's it. It's not this list of rules. It's, man, I want to imitate my daddy. I want to imitate what he does, because I want to be just like him, because I love him so much.
Right.
And I see that in my boys now constantly imitating me. As we're having this discussion right now, I just got a text from my wife, but it was actually from Luke, my 8-year-old, because he just upgraded something on Clash of Clans, and he was very excited and wanted to let me know.
Of course.
So, Luke, I'm very excited. He just got healers in his barracks. That's really exciting. Awesome. But, I mean, we started playing that kind of together, and he was excited, and because he loves me, he wanted me to know immediately.
Right.
And I think when you look at it from that perspective, that here is God, and he has revealed himself to us through his word and through his creation, and you see the attributes of God, this loving, graceful, merciful, compassionate, just God.
Right.
We want to be just like our dad.
Yeah.
We want to be just like our God.
Yeah.
And that's it. And so, yeah, I for a long time I had this list of rules, and it was like, do this, don't do that, and it seemed very restrictive.
And we still kind of fall into that, because we're
absolutely,
in a way, we're wired that way.
Yeah.
It's tangible. Mm. If I tell you don't do that, and you don't do that, you're obedient,
right?
And that means you're good, right?
Right.
Sort of.
Right.
I mean, that's how we think,
right?
And we carry that over into our relationship with the Lord, forgetting about grace.
Right.
Now, that, of course, can I do anything I want? Paul says everything is permissible for me. I can do anything. Basically,
well,
saying I can do whatever I want, but what good is it going to do?
Yeah.
And I think if we would learn to just weigh out the consequences and think about, you know what, this, I can do this if I want to. like we were talking earlier about lifestyle and that wheel thing that you were looking at. Mm-hmm. And I'll just take alcohol, because it's an easy target.
Yeah.
If you don't drink alcohol at all, you won't have any alcohol-related problems in your life, ever. Zero. If you never touch alcohol, never drink it, you won't have the problems of that.
Yeah.
Well, is that prohibitive? Well, in a sense, yes, it's prohibitive, but it's something that I have decided to prohibit myself from.
Right.
For several reasons, but one, the health benefit.
Yeah.
It just... Who knows how my body's going to react to it? My body reacts differently than other people to all kinds of different things.
Right.
And so, yeah, it is a little restrictive. I choose not to have alcohol, so I'm going to say I can't have alcohol. But in the long run, that's good for me. And so
it's not a can't, it's a I won't.
Exactly. It's a good prohibitive. Is it prohibitive to keep your children from playing in the street? Well, yeah, it is. You're a mean parent because you won't let them play in traffic. How dare you?
Right.
But it's a loving prohibition, and it's a protective prohibition. And God, I think God set up some of the rules that he set up for us, rules, quote-unquote, for us, in a sense, to protect us from ourselves.
Yeah.
Because as Matt said, we're idiots.
Yeah.
We're complete idiots sometimes. Most times, I am a complete idiot.
Of which I am the king.
Of which I am the greatest. I am the chief. He's the king. I'm the chief. What are you, Steve-O?
Oh, man. I don't know. I could be your guy.
You're the head.
I'll be the... Yeah, there you go.
You're the head.
I'll be the commander.
So it's an amazing thing to me to think about.
You're our bay too.
This, we're overwhelmed by God's love and the sacrifice of his son and all that he's done for us and all that he's doing in us.
Yeah.
I just can't help but want to be like him, because he's worthy of imitation.
Absolutely.
Because even our own children, I am not necessarily worthy of imitation all the time, but my children want to be like me.
Right.
And I mean, it's ingrained in them to be that way.
Yeah.
And I want to be like my dad.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain degree. And so And he's not worthy of imitation all the time.
Right.
But God the Father is completely worthy of imitation. And so if we could learn, like you're saying, to imitate him and be like him in that sense.
Well, it's incredible. We see these lists of rules and we... I mean, who wants to be told what not to do, as you were saying? And yet, the theme... I had a chance to guest speak at Remedy Church this last weekend. And it was fantastic, not only just being able to share the Word of God, but in turn, I feel every time I get to guest speak at a church, I in turn just... It's really for me.
Yeah,
because I learned so much.
Absolutely.
And it was 4th of July weekend, and it was, okay, Lord, where are you going to take me? And, you know, it was this theme of slavery, and, you know, Romans 6 talks about how we're either slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness, so we can enjoy celebrating the 4th of July and independence and freedom, and yet we're slaves.
Right.
Period. All of us. Period, the end. We're all either slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. And that doesn't sound fun.
No.
And yet, as I was reading and learning and growing and seeing all of these themes, it is that love. It is in Titus, it's the grace. In fact, it says, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the rules that trained us. It wasn't this law, these lists, these hammering down mean God things. It begins with the grace of God teaches us.
Yeah.
The grace of God trains us.
Yeah.
And it's those moments where I don't deserve it, where I'm very undeserving, which is all the time because I'm an idiot human,
right,
where God's grace shines and shows up and presents himself. And that in turn causes me to love him more and more and more because I see what I do deserve as a human and what I don't get what I deserve. And I am thankful for that.
Absolutely.
So, because we know,
And just consequences are like the... And I think consequences for actions are one of the big equalizers. And because how does that happen? And that's kind of what this says.
Yeah.
It says some people call it karma, some people call it divine justice, which is, I think, closer to what the Christian perspective would be.
Yeah.
But, check this out. It says these findings about how atheism might not even really exist because of our innate... That's what we're talking about, everybody.
Yeah,
kind of like
an
innate sense of belief in that we can't really escape from at all.
Yeah.
Scientists are... There's one study or a few studies that are saying that atheists might not really exist.
Right.
These findings may go a long way to explaining a series of puzzles in recent social science studies. In the United States, 38% of people who identified themselves as atheist or agnostic, atheists believing that there is no God,
right,
agnostic saying that I'm not sure,
right,
went on to claim to believe in a God or a higher power. Interesting.
38%.
Also, check this out, because we're often hearing about how atheism is on the rise, and you got people like Richard Dawkins and others kind of doing like evangelical type tours for atheism. Yeah. In the U.S., only 20% of people have no religious affiliation, but of these, only 1 in 10 says they are an atheist. The majority are nothing in particular. And they go on to kind of identify as... the implication is that we all believe in a not dissimilar range of tangible and intangible realities, whether a particular brand of higher consciousness is included in the list. I believe in God. I believe in some sort of higher power or force, higher consciousness. That's there in all of the discussion.
It's basically encoded in our DNA.
That's what this is saying.
Yeah. Gosh.
That's a great article.
I love it. You know what's amazing is it's 2014, and in 2014, it seems like, and maybe we're just catching up and it's been like this for a very long time, you know, the more we do Theology Thursday, the more we see things and the more we dig in and actually love God with all of our mind and use our brains.
Yeah.
Back in growing up as a Baptist, Sam Swan,
here
Baptist
comes.
Convention in New Mexico.
Here it comes again.
Well, for me growing
I know,
up,
I'm just kidding.
Dinosaurs, evolution, things like that.
No,
it was like science was the devil.
Yeah.
And more right now, I am seeing through these different studies, through different scientists, you are seeing through DNA encoding, through these different things, the proven existence of either an intelligent designer, right, a higher power, a something. I love this research that says, hey, maybe atheists don't actually exist because there's something encoded in our DNA. There's something with the way that every human being is wired that you have a belief system.
Right.
And it's pointing to a creator.
Yeah.
It's pointing there. And so we don't have to be afraid of science and go, oh, no, 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 science is going to disprove God, because God created science.
Yeah.
So I'm loving this more and more as we get to dig in and see.
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Check this out. So this is under the part called Roots of Atheism, so I'm going to read for a second.
Yeah.
But if a belief in cosmic justice is natural and deeply rooted, the question arises, where does atheism fit in? Albert Einstein, who had a lifelong fascination with metaphysics, believed atheism came from a mistaken belief that harmful superstition and a general belief in religious or mystical experience were the same thing, missing the fact that evolution would discard unhelpful beliefs and foster the growth of helpful ones. He declared himself not a free thinker in the usual sense of the word, because I find that this is in the main... an attitude nourished exclusively by an opposition against naive superstition, and that comes from Einstein on Peace, page 510. Similarly, Charles Darwin, in a meeting with a campaigner for atheism in September 1881, distanced himself from the views of his guest, finding them too aggressive. In the latter years of his life, he offered his premises for the use of the local church minister and changed his family schedule to enable his children to attend services.
Wow.
That's Darwin himself.
Yeah.
So it's just an interesting thing. This thing's kind of saying, now, this is not like a Christian article.
No, not at all.
So don't take it that way, but it's just saying that there's like this coded in our DNA is this sense of another.
Yeah.
That exists outside of us. And so then the Christian thing is, and that's kind of like we talked about in Theology Thursday, there was a the big atheist from the 60s and 70s. His name was Anthony Flew.
Yeah.
He was like the cream of the crop of atheism, and actually did not like the new atheism, as it's like Dawkins and like the evangelical atheism that we talk about. But he actually came to believe in a God. Now, I don't know if he ever actually became a Christian, because that's a step further.
Yeah,
it's a different thing to believe in a creator and then to believe that that creator loves you enough to want to be involved in your life every day. That's another step.
Right.
And we can't just group those steps together, because that's not the same thing.
Right.
It's just a step towards towards the other. But anyway, or away. So we see that even, and he came to know that there was this existence of something else. And so that brings up the question. It's like, okay, well, if there is this something else, how important is that something else? And if it truly did create us all, you know, then that obviously stands for something. And then that requires response. And if you enter into the equation, it's like, oh, wait. This thing, this creator, loves me, possibly, and provided a way that I could be with him and be in contact with him. That's the next step, and then that's kind of where Christianity comes in, because we're like, hey, that's what Jesus was.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's incredible. And as you said, this isn't a Christian article, quote unquote. In fact, to give you some resources, the scientists in these. In this article, this blog, Graham Lawton being one of them, an avowed atheist himself, he wrote in The New Scientist. That's where he put his findings. Pascal Boyer wrote in Nature. It's a science journal. He himself of Washington University, himself an atheist as well. So different atheists in this article who had these findings themselves. There's some...
The funny thing about it is, I think there's a presupposition that comes with atheism that eventually religiosity, religion, metaphysical thought, all that will fall away, because as humanity progresses, we will learn we don't need that because survival of the fittest. The right ideas will come out on top. Now, number one, that's an allusion to a truth, an absolute truth. And number two, what if what makes us better, we keep finding out, is having...
faith.
faith.
Belief.
What if that furthers the human race?
Because it hasn't gone away.
What if that is survival? What if that is the better option? Well, then, in that moment, it's like, oh, well, then not believing in something is keeping us back.
Right.
And we have to let it go.
Imagine.
It's an interesting
thing. Yeah, it is. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Man, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Let's take a phone call. Phone lines are jamming up. Static!
Hello! Hello!
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
What's up? Not much, no.
Chilling.
Just listening to some atheism.
What about
it? Hey, check it out. I think atheism is a fear of the truth, man. You know, the people, they're just... If something is happening in their life where they're like, oh, how, you know, their life was saved or something, or one of their family or something, you just got to look at the whole picture, man. All the stuff around you, like I'm right now looking at the trees and the clouds and the sky, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, how do you not believe in a divine, you know, creator?
Right.
Yeah. Like, how do you not believe in God?
Right.
You know, it's just so weird. And one thing that happened to me one time when I was in a faith-based rehab home, because, you know my backstory and all that.
Yeah.
I was praying, and I was telling God, you know what, I'm ready to leave. I'm going back home, and I know I wasn't right, you know what I mean? I was only there for a little while. I was still, you know, my mind was still dirty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I asked God, I said, hey, you know what, I need you. I was just telling him, I need you. You know, give me a sign. Just show me something that, you know, that I'm in the right place. And I promise you guys, and one day this happened. We go to work, and I'm headed out. We stop at a Lowe's, and then I had a little stomach issue, so I had to use the restroom. I go into the stall. I'm about ready to use it. There's no toilet paper. So I go to the next stall. An empty roll. It had the scripture. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, I won't fear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then so I'm like, oh, my God. So right then I was like, but I was still a little iffy about it. I was like, man, you know, whatever. But I took the toilet paper roll and I put it in my pocket and I left with it. So at the end of the day, I had to use it again, and I used it in a porta potty at the job site, like 20 miles away. It's weird. He's speaking to me in the restroom, dude. It's so cool. And so I opened the porta potty, and my name literally is everywhere. Spelled the same, tagged in there, Adrian, like 20 times, dude. And right there, I was like, there's no way there's no God. You know what I mean? Like, just something like that just made me like, what the heck? Like, because that day I was really hurt and I was down and out, and it was just like, I felt it right there, man.
You need to write your story and call it "I Found God in a Porta Potty."
No. I've got the title.
What is it?
Porta Gotti.
Porta.
So I'm like a mafia guy because Gotti, but then the porta potty, and then I'll be like,
you might get shot.
Doctor
it's
Who,
okay.
Doctor Who, in his little thing.
Oh, well, man. See, okay, so I don't necessarily agree totally with the I think atheism is based on a fear of the truth, because I don't think everybody, like, I honestly have atheist friends that they're not afraid of it. They're not afraid of, you know, the idea of God or anything like that. Or at least they say they're not. But I think some people, like, quote unquote, logically just come to the conclusion that they don't believe in God. I don't think it's a fear. Now, obviously, if they don't trust God, I think that's more of an experience because of people. There have been times in my life where I've made terrible mistakes, and I'm sure the people that were affected by that rejected God because of me, and that's something that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
And that's all of us, you know, but the church didn't die on the cross. Jesus did. God, like we talked about yesterday on Theology Thursday, we were talking about justice and war. When God is doing it, that's all on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's when people start getting involved and our motivations start happening. That's when it's like, oh, wait, are we doing the right thing? But I don't know. That's just me.
Oh, we lost him. Lost pool boy. Line two. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Coach Leo. How you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well. How you doing?
Nothing, man. I was getting ready for work and listening to you guys like always. But I heard what was going on, and I just had to weigh in on it, you know.
Yeah, please do.
It's like the thing about it that doesn't get I get with today's time and atheism and what's going on, and people feel that they're above and beyond, and that they have the knowledge of everything around the world, and there's an answer for everything. Which is, I mean, that's fine. We've come a long ways as humanity, and we do know a lot of stuff. The thing that gets me is, yes, we have this want to talk to something that isn't there in their eyes. you know, as a Christian, I know that I'm talking to God when I'm talking to myself in an essence, you know, and I talk to him often. But that's like you were saying, there's a blueprint, you know, there's a subconscious feeling of something else being there.
Yeah.
And we want to talk. And then the biggest thing that comes to me is I get a lot of stuff, but let's just say that, you know, an atheist doesn't believe or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, if they are wrong, you know, that's a big thing to be wrong about.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, then the worst case scenario, I lived life awesomely, you know, as a good person, a good friend, a good father. And, you know, that's just the way it is. I don't really have a whole lot to be wrong about after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, great thought.
I think that's called Pascal's wager.
Yeah.
It's a practical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is. I was double checking it just to make sure. But yeah, that's kind of, it's like, if I live my life according to this and it's wrong, then I lived a good life. But if you live your life according to this and it's wrong, then, you know.
You are screwed.
The worst consequences.
You are hosed eternally.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just wanted to weigh in. You guys have a great day. And,
you too.
Tell Luke and Jack, say hi.
I will for sure, man.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, you too. Coach Leo, that's awesome. He coached my boys.
Woo!
Football.
Okay.
He was cool.
Cool.
He still is cool.
Yeah,
obviously.
He is. Yeah.
Obviously. All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming up around the corner at 9 o'clock hour. We got to give some stuff away.
Yeah, we have so much stuff to give away.
I know.
Away.
Team and Awesome Morning Party brought to you in part by Persecuted Movie. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, and this is a heady topic. And
it
it's
is.
Friday.
It's
what
Friday.
Are we doing?
What's going on? Let's give some stuff away. We got some Persecuted t-shirts. We got some signed copies of the novel of the script. Based upon Daniel Lesko's script, which is really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Signed by director Daniel Lesko. So we got a lot to give away. We still have a pair of tickets to Run River North we need to give away. That show coming up Monday night. So, yeah, in fact, how about we share some details on that right back. We got some Run River North. We got some Campfire OK. And we got more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
If you don't know, now you know.
I haven't even said it yet. That's wrong. Doug, I'm sorry. What is this?
I don't know.
Accident at Coors Boulevard and Fortuna Road?
Okay.
Fortuna?
Bid Fortuna.
Bid Fortuna Road.
Dewanawanga.
So there is an accident to report there. I'm sure traffic will get crazy around there.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
Come on, Bid Fortuna, anybody?
Bumblebee
anybody?
Tuna?
No, Bid Fortuna.
Bumblebee Tuna. Isn't that the island that...
Dewanawanga. Dewana Raiko.
Oh, Bib Fortuna.
Jabba the Hutt sidekick. The dude with the weird face.
Like the hair.
I was thinking of a... Oh, I'm thinking of Tortuga.
God.
From Pirates.
The Isle of Tortuga.
I just got back from Disneyland.
Also, we want to report the construction at I-25 in Paseo.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Bib Fortuna.
It's good.
Yeah, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Star Wars, the best movie of all time.
What's up now?
Return of the Jedi. We're talking Jabba the Hutt. We're talking Han and Carbonite. We're talking Princess Leia as a bounty hunter. And then as a slave. And as a six-year-old boy, I remember that scene.
I'm sure you do. But let's move on, shall
yes,
we?
Yes, we shall. It is Friday.
Hey.
Yeah,
I have a game. So we want to give some stuff away.
Yeah, we do.
So Doug handed me a list. It's
okay.
Seven celebrities that you wish lived near you.
Okay.
Had similar education, backgrounds, interests, beliefs, goals, emotional
That's
needs
great.
Necessary to have a healthy relationship.
Okay. So basically, are you going to give us the description? We have to guess the celebrity?
That's kind of what I'm wondering if I could do that. But now, it's like some of these traits are so obscure, I might have to throw in some more detail.
All right.
Okay.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. If you would like to win a pair of tickets to Run River North this Monday. Mm-hmm. Dude, if you don't know about Run River North, band was discovered by Stephen Christian from Amberlin. They opened up for him, and he said, dude, somebody's got to sign these guys. And somebody did sign those guys. They just got off tour with the Goo Goo Dolls. They were rocking VH1 Buzz Week there in the new Honda Civic commercial. Wow. They're like the gaggle of Koreans that get out of the car in the woods and start playing instruments.
Oh,
and it's like,
sweet.
That's Run River North.
That's okay. Them.
That's who's playing on Monday at the Lobo Theater for us.
Awesome.
So, and it totally just happened because Kyle, their manager, is a friend and said, hey, we're driving through town.
Let's do it.
How
concert.
Can we help your nonprofit radio station?
Absolutely. That's cool. I love it when
cool.
groups do that.
Yeah. We'll never get this show again.
No, probably not.
So, this will be the end.
Tickets are only $5, and if you don't have tickets, man, I'm telling you, mystaticradio.com, or call us, try and score a pair, because these are some of the last tickets that we're going to give away.
Yeah.
Let's see who we got. Static!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I wanted to play and see if I can win some tickets.
All right.
Okay.
Now, this are you more of a TV fan or a movie fan?
Ooh.
Debatable.
That's a terrible question. He likes it all. Okay, I'm going to try to pick the most famous person I can, and then we'll go for it from there.
All right.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to try to describe someone, and then I have to guess who it is?
Yes, and some of these are kind of obscure, so I'm going to try to throw in some references and see if you can figure out what it is.
Cool.
Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, this guy, there you go. Would be such a chill friend. He'd probably be the kind of guy who'd always be down to hang out if you had similar childhoods, enjoyed similar foods, went to schools in the same district, had the same exact amount of emotional baggage. Maybe he had like a dad that named him after a famous singer and he couldn't really say that name out loud. Maybe he can't eat bread because bread makes you fat.
Ah.
And maybe he...
Gotcha.
Maybe he had a really rough go of it in high school that was pretty super bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you gotta... Do you think you know who it is?
I know who it is. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. I have definitely given you some pretty... Doug,
really?
What do you think?
Yeah. So he's named after a famous singer. He...
Bread makes you fat. Now, what I'm doing, I'm kind of telling you things from roles he's played.
Steve, this is a movie then.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is this a quote?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I do know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Okay, so is this an actor of a movie, not of a TV show.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
We got phone lines jammed. You got to give us a guess.
You got to give us a guess. I'll give you another hint. Last hint.
What?
It's not Jesse Eisenberg.
I don't know. I'm going to just go on Will Ferrell.
Sorry, that's wrong. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700.
This is okay, right?
I got this.
It's pretty specific.
I know. Static.
If you know, you know.
Yellow.
What's up?
Is it possibly Jonah Hill?
Dude.
Close, but no cigar, my friend.
Oh, so
thank
close.
You.
So close. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Now, recently, hasn't really been around.
Well, I was going to say, if this is the end, then you hate telephone poles.
Yes. Nicely done.
Oh, my.
Nicely done.
This is like, I'm giving you guys gold here.
I know.
You know who it is, you know who it is, and you need to call.
His acting development lately just, you know.
If you know who it is, you know who it is. He had a particularly super bad run in high school.
Yeah.
Bread makes you fat. Yes.
Which, like, really stunted his development.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's named after a famous singer that you don't want to be named after.
Static!
Hey, it's Michael Cera.
Boom!
Exactly.
Nicely done. Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Tiana.
Tiana, congratulations.
You
can,
got it.
Can you go see Run River North this Monday night, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater?
I unfortunately can't, but my sister can.
Okay.
So,
and Mateo knows her. It's Tamara.
Oh, yeah. The intern.
Perfect.
Yeah. Or wannabe.
The want-to-be intern.
The want-to-be intern.
Perfect.
Yes.
We've got a pair of tickets. Just hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. We'll try another one.
All right. We've got more to give away. We still got a t-shirt from Persecuted, which, by the way, Team Awesome Morning Party brought to you in part by Persecuted, the
Persecuted
movie. In theaters July 18th. And, yeah, man, PersecutedMovie.com for the trailer. And those guys have been kind enough to sponsor our morning show. In fact, we will be going out to the premiere Wednesday.
Booyah.
Going to be interviewing some of the actors.
It's going to be crazy.
We're going to get to see it. This is like the actual Hollywood premiere. Yeah.
Could be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We want to play another round of this, so we need your call. We're going to give you a Persecuted t-shirt and a copy of the novel, which was based on the script from Daniel Lesko, director and writer of Persecuted the movie. He actually signed all the copies of the books.
That's pretty cool, guys. Don't miss out on it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Let's see who we got. Static!
Yo, this is Joseph.
Ah, Joseph.
All right, you ready? We're going to do another one.
Let's try.
Now, this person seems so smart and witty. In fact, crazy smart. You guys would get along great if you lived in London.
Okay.
Grew up next door to him as a child. Knew anything about his personality outside of his acting career. And I can tell you this, he's very good at deducing things. Very, very good. In fact, sometimes he's not even who you think he is because he's actually not even from this planet.
Got you.
In fact, he's a major villain in disguise.
Ah.
And then sometimes he doesn't even seem like a person. He can just be a dragon of a man. What do you think?
Oh, are we going TV show or movie here?
Both.
I know who it is.
Very good at deducing things.
Yep. Yep.
Actor, character.
Well, this is an actor, but you got to understand, I don't know the guy personally, so I'm describing roles that he's played.
There you go.
So, very good at deducing things. Maybe he's a major villain from the past who's in disguise right now.
Oh, maybe.
And then he can be a dragon of a man.
I like that.
Ooh. Bruce Lee.
No. I get it, though, but that that's not
that
it.
Good,
good
like
guess.
That. Thanks for the guess. 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh!
Very well done. He's great at deducing things. Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sherlock.
A big villain from the past that's in disguise. Khan. From Star Trek.
Star Trek.
A dragon of a man. Smaug.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Good job, dude. You want to really hang on the line? Doug will help you out.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right.
All right. One more.
That's good stuff.
We're going to do
one more.
This will be a female.
Okay. We got one more prize pack to give away. I like this game.
This is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, are you still doing the second question?
No, we just got a winner.
Somebody just won, so we got a new one for you.
Okay, what is it?
All right, here we go.
All right. This lady, seems so down to earth and cool, which would be great news if you lived near her. Had similar interests similar to her, shared her political viewpoints, ran in the same social circles as her, had an identical idea of friendship. I mean, maybe the thing about this girl is she's always tripping. And she's super down to earth and might just be the reason that there's this huge uprising. But she's kind of a reluctant hero. She doesn't really want to do it.
I think I got it.
You got it?
Oh, yeah.
You think you
got it. Dude, it took
I don't got it.
My brain had to, hustle there for a second.
Well, sometimes it's difficult for her because she's... Maybe she suffers from bipolar disorder.
Now I know I got
it. Okay, yeah. And sometimes she can be a little sad. I notice she's just blue regularly.
Yeah.
So,
Yes, she is.
She's blue a lot.
Yeah.
But she can shift her shape sometimes.
Yeah, you know, sometimes.
Is it Mystique or Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah!
Yes!
Well done!
Awesome!
Yes!
So, movie references. Well, she's always tripping, number one, because in real life.
In real life, she's always
falling
down.
Over.
Yeah. I didn't catch it then, but when you said she's a reluctant leader of an uprising, I was like, I know who that is!
That's the first one I knew. The bipolar things, that comes from Silver Linings
from
Playbook.
From Silver Linings Playbook,
and
that's
then,
right.
And then American Hustle. Right. My brain was hustling, you know.
Always hustling.
I didn't catch that, but American Hustle.
Always Blue, of course, Mystique from X-Men.
There you go.
Days of Future Past.
Nicely done. Who's this?
This is Nomi.
Well, congratulations.
What?
We got a prize pack for you. Hang on the line for us, okay?
surfing.
All right. That was fun.
That was cool.
Hey,
cool.
Good game,
That's a good game.
Well, Doug, thanks to Doug.
It was good. Keep it locked. We are your source for tickets, and we got T-shirts. We've got books to give away. We'll play some music for you on the way. We got a culture shock from the Lumineers. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
And now,
drum roll, please.
Sam.
Oh, sorry. The final traffic report from Team Awesome Morning Party ever.
Because we're gonna blow up all the highways.
No! Whoa, that's not a suggestion. Sam told me to say it.
I did not.
Sam said
you to say that.
Because of budget cuts and because of the sky turning green,
yeah,
we have to blow up all the highways. We're going old school. We're going to kick it back. We're going primitive Baptist, Sam. Whoa!
Primitive Baptist.
No electricity.
Locusts and honey.
Is that what primitive Baptists do? They
some of them do.
They eat locusts and honey and they yell at everybody.
It's just this side of Amish in the Baptist realm.
It's Amish. Amish don't blow up highways.
Yes, they do.
No.
Oh.
With kindness. And horse poop.
That's a different kind of blowing up right there.
All to report right now, according to our map, which is usually unreliable, is the construction at I-25 in Paseo.
All right.
In fact, if you are, what is this, eastbound on the eastern side of 25 on Paseo, it looks like it's kind of slow, which is unordinary. So, be careful. Check it out.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Shout out to Albuquerque's own Holly Holm.
Oh, snap. That's why. I was like, who is this person?
Yes.
Because you and Chrissy were both like, yeah!
We freaked yesterday, yeah. Holly Holm, she's a boxing champ.
Champion.
Multi-time world champ.
That's a girl that can put a hurt on you.
Yes. Known as the preacher's daughter.
Whoa.
Dude, she's been in negotiations with the UFC for some time, and it was like, man, she's asking too much. Oh, I don't know. It was kind of crazy back and forth. And then Ronda Rousey this last weekend at the pay-per-view knocked her opponent out in 16 seconds, and they were like, crap. She's kind of blowing through the entire women's division.
Yeah.
We're going to need to do something about this. And
they should never fight
dudes.
Next
thing you know...
No, I'm just kidding.
She could probably beat me.
Sam, this isn't a potluck. Oh, no.
Yeah. Dude, her record as a pro boxer, 33-2-3.
Man.
Nice.
Yeah. So she signed a deal. I was stoked yesterday. The news broke. Dana White tweeted it right away, and I lost my mind, but... She is expected to be a force.
Well, that'll be a big night in Albuquerque when that goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so is she going straight to the fight with Ronda Rousey, or is she going to work her way?
Haven't said. She'll debut later this year. Date and opponent have not been named.
And
she's still dealing with a broken arm suffered in her last fight
in April.
Yeah.
Let's sign her up now.
Yeah dude. So,
she could still take me with a broken arm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, though. She could have two broken arms and broken legs, and she could beat me up.
Light heavyweight champ John Bones Jones, trains out of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Training partners.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's good, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I'm stoked. So, obviously, training out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a big deal. So, shout out and congratulations are in order for Holly Holm. We're excited about that.
I really like it when New Mexico people get some success like that.
I think that's why I'm really, really excited for Persecuted. You know, title sponsor right now for Team Awesome Morning Party. Daniel Lesko, local to Albuquerque, New Mexico, filmed the movie here. This is a $2 million budgeted film. This is no, like, you know, Joe Schmo thing. This is awesome. And you know, normally it's like Breaking Bad films here or The Avengers, and these are all Hollywood productions that just happen to happen.
But they're not homegrown people.
Yeah.
Right. They're not our folks who are doing cool stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when our folks are doing cool stuff,
you need to support.
That rocks.
There were some
Absolutely.
Cool local actors involved in like Breaking Bad. I thought,
oh sure,
know, Jeremiah BC right away. He played Victor on Breaking Bad, local to Albuquerque.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's some cool actors
that go.
But wrote, directed, persecuted, and
right.
So this is a first big thing. I'm really excited. Teo and I will be at the premiere next Wednesday in LA.
That's neat. Yeah,
rocking the red carpet. Going to be interviewing everybody there. So. I'm really looking forward to
I'm
it.
I'm excited for you guys. I had to admit,
I was excited.
I'm a little jealous.
It's okay.
I'm a little jealous.
Well, whatever,
it's not like
dude.
We're
you
going
were
on
just
vacation.
There.
I was
yeah,
just there.
You're like 3 day passes, Disneyland, 4th of July at Angel Stadium.
Your jealousy is rooted in your view, which was you hanging out at Disneyland for like a week or whatever with
and
your family,
totally
making incredible
totally
memories.
Cooler.
We're going to get to go there for a few hours, literally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
well,
then come back.
Then I take it back. I'm not as jealous as I was.
Yeah,
a
Wednesday
ago.
We are
going to
be
Thanks
rocking
for...
the morning show, finishing up all the production and everything we
rocking
have to do.
Rocking security at the airport.
Going straight to the airport, flying into LA, getting to the theater, doing
blah,
the red carpet,
blah, blah, blah,
interviews, la, 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 crazy. Okay, we got to get back. And then,
oh man.
Flying back to Albuquerque.
Oh man.
Yeah.
We
okay.
might try to sneak in some hang time with a couple friends of ours the next day before the flight leaves.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. Our good
okay.
Jeff Gilbert lives out there, a buddy of ours.
And Joe Rickard.
And Joe Rickard.
And Drew Newman.
Yeah, see?
Are you
gonna,
my boy
Thebes,
Dustin.
Are you
going to
hook up with Thebes?
Thebes is actually going to be in Reno, Nevada for the
do
week.
Do you know what's funny? Speaking of Thebes.
Yeah.
While I was at Disneyland, he tweeted me and said, I'm in line for Pirates. Where are you?
Oh!
And I didn't see it until we were already back at the hotel. It was like 11 o'clock that night.
Man.
So I tweeted back to him and said, dude, I am totally sorry. It would have been a great opportunity to bump into him.
Dude, shout out to Thebes because that dude is awesome to hang with.
He is. He is. Just the one time that I was in the studio and he showed up, he came to Albuquerque to visit.
Yep.
And he came, he brought us Rebel Donuts. Remember that?
Yep.
And I got to chat with, I didn't realize who he was until you guys called him Thebes. And I was like, oh, that's Thebes.
Yeah.
And he was totally cool to visit
good
with.
Dude,
he's a good guy.
California.
Yeah. Good shout out.
Shout out to all our listeners from around the world who listen through the app and online at mystaticradio.com. Our app recently updated.
Yeah, and awesome.
New encoder that rocks it, CD quality. It's amazing.
And
so
if you're
really
a
excited.
Listener from somewhere else and you come through Albuquerque, let's hang out unless you're crazy weird. In which case, let's not hang out. Let's leave it. At what we got.
If you're crazy weird, there's other radio stations that you can choose.
Dude, speaking of crazy weird, the Bath Township Police have had to step up patrols in Ohio. Mm. LeBron James, it's his neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Oh, my
and
gosh.
And recently, I mean, it's like crazy, crazy on watch for what is Bron going to do? The decision 2.0.
The return question mark?
Right. LeBron James, for those who don't follow sports, you know, 5 years ago, he had the decision where I'm going to make a decision. I'm the biggest free agent in the world. And there was an hour-long ESPN special live where at the end he's like, I'm gonna take my talents to South Beach. And everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
And everybody's angry.
And then Will Smith came out and was like, going to Miami.
Yeah. And everybody's crying and people were burning LeBron's jerseys. And the owner wrote a really nasty letter and put it up on the website. And it was like, this dude will never be welcome in Cleveland. Anyway, Ohio hates you, Bron. And now it's like, oh, wait, you're a free agent? Hey, man.
Hey.
Love you, girl.
Back.
It'd be nice for you to come back.
I'm so sorry I said that.
I take back everything I said.
Local residents noticed the increased police presence this Thursday morning. Police are trying to maintain the flow of traffic around his mansion. He still lives out there.
It's crazy.
And so, officer stationed outside of his home.
That's crazy.
Well, I guess he still lives there because it's hard to sell a bazillion-dollar mansion to go back to.
This is true.
And then another, it says news of the decision on the future of LeBron James was said to be coming in a moment. And all we see, and then it's all this stuff happening. And all I can see is people tweeting, hey, any NBA people, like Doug's always like, somebody tweet me the NBA stuff, please. It seems like this could happen. Local papers are reporting that it's happening. Reporters at the Akron Beacon Journal, James's hometown paper, appear certain that James has already decided to make a return to his roots and rejoin the Cavaliers.
Man, I hope so. I will dislike him so much less, and I will kind of root for the Cavs in the
background. Well,
see,
you said that nasty letter that the coach wrote was taken off.
The owner.
It was taken off the website. Last week,
yeah.
And it's kind of like, what's
and he's
happening?
Been hanging. He went out there to visit.
Yeah,
and...
because Doug gave us a story. I don't think we talked about it, but people, like, tracked the owner guy's or was it the coach? They tracked the guy. It was the coach. They tracked his airline ticket. Like, they figured out his,
where he's going.
Saying, yeah. Saying, yeah. No, man, he's not.
Yeah,
he's not
meeting.
We're not. There's no talk going on.
But
and
you got people following
these
him
crazy
around.
Hacker guys, like, figured out. They were like, oh, no, he went.
He was on the passenger manifesto.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
That really happened. And then all of a sudden, it's like people explode with information because it's like, yeah, we hacked in. We found this. This was the flight itinerary. This was the, manifesto. This everything that. And guess who was meeting together, and so
man,
it would be amazing if he went back. Yeah. It would be amazing. It's just weird. I don't care how many years he's been with the Heat, it's still weird to me to see it. It was like when MJ for that stint went to the Washington Wizards,
right.
And
yeah,
like, hey man,
what
this
are you
is weird.
Doing?
Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right.
Just
doesn't feel right.
Just stop. Joe Montana, the Kansas City Chiefs.
What was that?
What?
Yeah.
This
what
is weird.
Don't
do that.
Absolutely.
Don't do that.
Calvin
Go
Hill
home.
Played for the Redskins
Go
for a little
home.
Bit.
Go home.
And then, like, when
Tony Dorsett
when,
played for Broncos for a little while.
Yeah.
That was weird.
DeMarcus Ware this year.
Yeah.
Playing for the Broncos.
Weird.
Hmm.
Oh, crap. I wanted to make a joke and I can't remember their name.
Emmitt Smith.
No.
Played for the Arizona Cardinals.
Brett Favre that keeps trying to. It's like he keeps trying to come back and everybody's like, no, it's weird, man. Keep it. But he keeps trying to come back.
Yeah, there's
now
like,
it's rumored he's going to come back.
Yeah, there's rumors that he's
again,
going back to Lambeau.
And he's,
really?
Oh.
Yeah.
But I don't think people were too stoked on that.
No,
because Aaron Rodgers has proven himself as the quarterback. Yeah.
Right. The funny thing for Brett Favre is that instead of people being like, it's weird that you're at another team, people are like, it's weird that you want to come back again.
It's weird that you're
leave
anywhere.
Us alone.
Yeah.
Just leave us alone.
You're
going to
break
yeah.
your collarbone just putting on your pads. Be careful.
Yeah.
I think isn't he from Mississippi originally?
He is.
Brett Favre?
Yeah.
See, we don't let go. We're like, that's why it's the Mississippi State Bulldogs. You bite down and you don't let
and
go
you don't
no
let
matter
go.
What.
Until it thunders.
And then the other one is the Ole Miss Rebels, and that's just, stubborn at its best. So
Rebels, doesn't that liken back to the Civil
right.
War
like
times?
I said, stubborn at its best.
Right. Amazing. Man, unfortunately. Well, that's not what I was looking for.
Unfortunately.
Jeopardy. Journey, they look so much alike. We're coming to the end of the
Is
show.
Is it that time already?
Yeah, it's already that
Today
time.
Today flew, man.
Yeah, another week in the books.
We had a lighthearted discussion. We had a heavy discussion. We gave some crap away.
Yeah.
I tried to make a sports joke, and it failed.
It's okay.
Great tickets. We gave away great tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't forget, coming up Monday, Run River North. They're going to be here in Albuquerque for a $5 show.
That's right.
Tickets are still available until Adrie comes back here and tells us to shut up.
That's right.
Because we're getting close to capacity.
Yeah,
we
got Adrie was out for a few days, and we got a count yesterday, and it was like, oh!
Yeah, whoa! Yeah. Okay, that was a significant jump.
Very, very significant jump.
So, Land of Manana just became now. So, get your tickets if you're planning on going. It's going to be a huge show. So that's coming up Monday night, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. Chad Barella and Run River North playing a show. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Sam?
Cool.
Thank
good
you,
hangs.
Sam.
Are
it's
you
great.
Here next week?
I am preaching a camp next week.
Boom.
So I will not be on Friday. I will not be here
you
Friday.
And your dumb camp.
We get
I'm
in
sorry.
At like midnight from L.A. and then we're going to be here Friday. There's no excuses.
You don't see us being lame.
Okay.
We'll be
I'll
lame that morning.
I'll make it up to you somehow.
Yeah, okay.
If you listen to the show that morning, you'll probably be like, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have skipped today.
Yeah.
This is a good day not to be here.
Yeah.
We'll be like, hey!
We'll see how it goes. If you miss any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Check out the podcast. That's it. We are out for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.